You have your Bibles this morning, if you'll turn to Isaiah chapter 43. Your title, our message this morning, it would be, What is a Savior or Redeemer? Seems like our first simple thought. When we think about what a Savior is, a Redeemer, we immediately have thoughts that were implanted in us from childhood that come to our minds, learned in school or learned from around people or learned in a Christmas carol or wherever those thoughts gendered from, and they've grown from there to make your those words woke people in relation to new in their modern day. We're read from a real word to shy, the paper, which are really torn off in the wind. This is the types of people that come with I really want not say for the creed of the form is your to people in environment. It's not right. If we're going to come in caution of behavior, because we say, can't believe does he know we're not of fucking anymore. Can't ask by fear for the dead, thou written. King said, but now thus saith the Lord. And whenever it's capital, all capitals there, it's his particular name, Jehovah. Eternal God, the Lord. This is not anyone speaking to us here. When we think about the idea of redeeming or saving, it's, again, unfortunately, in the culture that we live in, this is a very abstract idea. We can't comprehend this in the day and age in which we live in. You know, we are said to be obsessed or depressed or maybe obsessed with the but in return, we are to grasp it to deem our program in our home and take more. But we depress not the thing that goes for nature for its whole. Those exist. Comprehending what is the thing that we need to be saved from to the world. You can read Revelation, Isaiah, and if you go back to chapter 13, foretells of some of the things in Revelation as well. But that's an issue of its own. But in this world that we live in, the idea of someone taking upon themselves to go and rescue a people, that's very foreign to us. The idea of deliverance, the idea of them is different. Out of all the matters, I mean, here Job fake his Christian and then Kevin. They sing out. We are not an idea of really being free, Brad. We really have described and deeper in these to them. We're in late idea to be captured. That's what about destroyed and it's coming in there. Can be fight. That was the eye of the mind of yours. Don't have a look in the center and say, we're still here reading. Verse number 10, he says, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. Besides me there is no Savior. Besides me, there's none else. And I want to help us to perhaps look at that idea that besides there's no Savior. This world has never known God's here. A symbolism with our heaven means here. A spirit of death by a spirit of time. If there's time, he simply said, remember the thing from here is now. I heard like the difference, Danny made that note because nothing that in the world that what God is that. I'm going to do something. We take in the body that helps the testament delivers in a weird way. We glimpse inside the heart of Christ through men. And we have to understand that when we do that, that we're just scratching the surface. We're just seeing just a glimpse, because these men, as great as they were, like Moses and David and Daniel and Joseph, they have no comparison. But they give us just a little bit of earthly understanding as we are in the condition that we're in. They help us to look at these men and get an idea. In Deuteronomy chapter number 18, Moses makes a statement. He's points up at the light. He's a prophet. That I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. That day they were at Zion, the earth, and God handled this. We cannot commune directly with God. We can't handle this. And God said to Moses, the people have spoken correctly. They can't handle this. There has to be another way. The people cannot commune with me. And so this is what he said to Moses in verse 10. Raise them up from among their brethren like unto thee. He told to Moses, raise them up like you. Moses. He's going to do similar to what you, in that you go between the people and God. In that you the people, in that you deliver the people. So raise a prophet up with thee, and with my sinners, and he shall speak all I shall command him. Turn with you to chapter 7. By the way, this is a very indelible proof of the truth of the scriptures and the fact that this bull is trusty. Because we read it was written nearly 5,000 years before what we're going to read in the book of Acts. They complement each other very well. Their scrolls listed and exist at time. All the writings are composed in this that we are by. And in the back, chapter 7, Stephen's mentioned the New Testament he wrote concerning these things. In reading verse number 20, Stephen preaching of the day Moses, as in time Moses was born, succeeded fair and nourished up his father's house month. History of the life of Moses. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. 8 years old, came in and brought children, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. And he supposed his brethren would have understood that how that God, by his hand, would deliver them, but they understood not. Moses was a particularly different character. He was Stephen is telling the Jews in the New Testament, remember 2,000 years ago when Moses stayed in yokes, the carriers, remember those things? He said, this Christ, this one that you've crucified, this is that prophet. This is that one that he has raised up for a deliverance. And so we can see in Moses that he is a type and a picture of Jesus. If we look at his life briefly, we won't spend a lot of time in Exodus chapter 2. I would encourage you to meditate on the life of Moses when you have time. There's so much about it that are a blessing to consider. He read the account of Moses delivering his brethren was smitten by an Egyptian. We read this 2 and 11. We read the Acts. It passed in those days, Moses groaned, they went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens.